I've heard of Tempur-Pedic after these urgent periods. Today's date is 02/19/2022. Dictation is for Miss Jamie Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Jamie spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a five-year young lady here with complaints of runny nose and ear pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week and has gotten worse in the last 2 days. She described pain as sharp, non-radiating. This pain is in both ears, but worse in her right, period. The patient denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies body aches, denies headache, denies neck pain, period. Denies double vision or blurred vision, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse 81, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. Ear, erythematous TM with effusion. No tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness. No erythematous or edematous EAC. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is non-distended, no guarding. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Nose, congested with clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, tennis goes to normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, parentheses, well controlled. Assessment number two is medication refill. Number three is otitis media with diffusion. Number four is rhinitis. Number five is vitamin D deficiency, period. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Clarithromycin, correction, vitamin D deficiency, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly. Number 13, this is for vitamin D deficiency. Lisinopril 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, this is for hypertension. Clarithromycin 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. This would be for ear infection. She has an allergy or for penicillin and does not like Z-Pack. She said it never works for her. Next paragraph. Singulair 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30. This is prescribed for her rhinitis. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of dictation.